magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together on this Wednesday, November 26th, Thanksgiving Eve. And I should point out, beginning on Friday, a day after tomorrow, a day after Turkey Day, we transition our music to Christmas music. Some of the great hymns and selections and tunes and the celebratory songs that honor the birth and the life of the Lord Jesus Christ through our Christmas arrangements. So we'll have a lot of those great traditional classics that you've grown to love throughout the years, and then some of the lighter, newer arrangements. But for the most part, it's going to be the traditional Christmas music that you've grown to love. So looking forward to that. Been working hard on previewing a lot of the music and getting it all set up for your enjoyment. So tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Wow. Is it really happening, Jason?
At our house, it is. We're having turkey. And
this
we're
is
having,
salt in my wounds. You
we're having the yams where you put the brown sugar on the top and the little pecans and the marshmallows.
I'm going to start playing a lament. You know how you taught me songs of lament.
Tasha, I know she already was talking to me because we were running through it this morning. She's making the mashed potatoes where she puts the cream cheese in there so it's real thick and rich.
Salt in my wounds.
Oh, and stuffing and rolls.
I already missed out on your celebratory gathering after church.
You mean
Sunday.
Starch-a-rama?
Yeah, if it's white, it's right. That's how I eat anything that's like mashed potatoes or noodles or rice or
It was good. And it was, you know what, I always have like a bittersweet kind of relationship with Thanksgiving in terms of there are certain things that my grandmother did that I look for at Thanksgiving. So like in the stuffing, I look for raisins and sausage in it. That tells me you knew what stuffing was about. Or like cobbler, it has to have the pineapple in it. If it's cherry cobbler, you have to have put the pineapple in there. And this past weekend when we did our big Thanksgiving potluck at church, somebody made stuffing with sausage and raisins in it, and the cobbler had the pineapple in it, and I just thought, like, oh, the
you knew
Lord,
there was a God.
The Lord is so good, and it was just great. I told my wife, I said, I just went home, and you know, after you go to something like that, and you know, they always call it dinner, but it's not really dinner because we're eating it at lunchtime. But you know, I don't know we went home and we took a nap, you know, the whole trying to digest all that food thing. So I get up from the nap and doing a bunch of stuff. About 8 o'clock, I'm starting to get hungry again. You know, it's about noon we did the Thanksgiving thing. And I open up the refrigerator and I look in the refrigerator and I'm just like, this stinks. Because I'm like, where's the selection? I mean, you're so just ruined by that great selection of food. And I just, even when I was sleeping, I was thinking, you know, like when people put that turkey in the roaster and they carve it all up and you get the last bits of turkey on the bottom that has been sitting in the juice and it just falls apart. It's so good. It's succulent. You know, I have to wait till Thanksgiving Day. On Thanksgiving Day, we'll have that. It'll be great. Just wonderful.
This is salt in the wounds.
Pumpkin
on top
pie
of
it. And all that
stuff. You have to say is mashed potatoes and I start salivating. But yes, tomorrow. And you know, this is how much I love my dear, sweet dream wife. But we're having hot pot. Oh, God.
When you first said that to me and you said we're having hot, I thought you said hot pockets. I was thinking like, oh, brother, you have nosedived.
It's like frozen fish sticks. She's having some of her Chinese friends over. I think a couple of American friends also are coming, but she's famous for a hot pot, and that's like one of those boiling
little...
Is it
a Thanksgiving hot pot?
No, it's just...
It's not like a turkey hot pot?
No.
Is it going to be the tofu?
I'm trying to... Well, yeah, they fry that up. They thinly slice this roast beef or different kinds of beef and, I don't know, some other fixings, and then all those Chinese vegetables that I can't even pronounce or know or eat, but they kind of throw
Let me help you out.
Oh, yeah.
Yam. You might not be able to pronounce the other ones. Let me help you out with the ones I can pronounce. Yam, marshmallow, potato.
I don't know. I'm going to try to invite myself over to someone's house in the next few days.
Is there anybody listening who can have pity upon Mark?
I know. And I even was going so far to fly out to Arizona and somehow work that, because my mom always does an outstanding Thanksgiving dinner. And she had called me the other day. I gave her, I think for her birthday or something, a gift certificate.
Don't lie. You called her and said, we're having hot pot. Help.
Well, I returned a call.
she's gone to the Texas Roadhouse. I gave her, you know, gift card, and she loved their mashed potatoes. So she called the restaurant there in Phoenix, Arizona, and the chef called her back and told her how to make the mashed potatoes that they have, which are very good. I've always loved my mom.
Can I tell you something? Can I share something? That's what we're having. Tasha has the knockoff recipe for that.
Oh.
She Googled something, so she's making the knockoff Texas Roadhouse mashed potatoes. She's making the whatever the knockoff Boston Market yams. And so she's kind of – she surveyed some of those great restaurant recipes, and she's making those at our house. You're far enough.
Is there unconfessed sin in my life or something? I'm being punished.
You want to talk about the Book of Job today?
So anyways, we have a lot to get thankful for, and it'll be fun. It'll be kind of a little bit of an outreach, too. Some of these friends I know don't necessarily walk with the Lord, so I'm looking at it as, okay, Lord, this is a missions outreach, so I'll just enjoy it. And I know Holly's going to do a lot of preparation and put it together, but I do long for that turkey and mashed potatoes, just those two. Nothing else. Anyway, let's see. I have a lot to be thankful for.
Now let's change the subject, turkey.
I wrote down, and this will ring your bell, Making Much of Jesus. I thought that's going to be the title of today's program, because I know with Advent, I think you start a new season on Sunday. Sunday is the beginning
Sunday is the beginning, first weekend of Advent. So if you haven't maybe thought about it or do that, Google Focus on the Family has a great Advent reading. We're going to actually include it in our newsletter this week that goes out to the church today, actually later today. And it'll begin to start on the 30th and walk you through the scriptures that lead towards the incarnation, the coming of Christ. So, yeah, Advent begins. So towards the coming, the expectation of Christ, you know, that should be first and foremost right in the forefront. And if you look at the, maybe look at the, you know, the kind of the flow of the season, I mean, how should it, we should begin with Thanksgiving, and why Thanksgiving? Because we need to have a thankful heart. You have to have a thankful heart in order to move towards having a grateful heart. And that's what Advent prepares us for, is gratefulness and expectation in what God is going to do and how God's going to do it. And we begin with Thanksgiving. And what is Thanksgiving? I mean, we've done at our church this 30 days of Thanksgiving. And really the central kind of point is that Thanksgiving is not a holiday, but it's a response to God's grace. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a response to God's grace made evident in the person of Jesus Christ. And before you do your announcements, I want to read this piece of scripture, because I think it's really applicable. And somebody shared this with me the other day pertaining to Thanksgiving dinner. But David writes in Psalm 34, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So on a holiday like tomorrow, where we're going to eat and we're going to share food and share some really good food, some stuff that we probably don't ever eat. Tasha and I were talking about this the other day. Is there any other holiday where a vegetable is it's acceptable to lather a vegetable in marshmallow? to absolutely transform a vegetable to where it now is dessert and it's no longer a vegetable, but we get to call it a vegetable and get to still have dessert. I mean, it's insane to me. But David says that he's going to bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So first and foremost, the thing that will be in David's mouth before anything else will be praise for the Lord. He says, my soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. And so David's really saying this. He's saying the same thing the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, that the grace to believe, the faith to believe, was a gift of God that no man might boast. And Paul say later, I boast in nothing but Christ and him crucified. And so here David's saying the same thing. I boast in the Lord. And then he's saying, let the humble hear and be glad, which is what Jesus said. Let he who has ears hear. And who will hear the things of the Lord? Well, the humble people will. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, magnify, this is Mark's one, Mark loves this, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. So he's saying, he's calling the humble, those who hear, those who Thanksgiving is not Turkey Day. Thanksgiving is the day where you want to be driven to your knees and thank God for his infinite grace in the person of Jesus Christ. Hmm. And he says, David says, because of this, as he's exalting and magnifying the name of the Lord, he says, I sought the Lord and he answered me, delivered me from all what? His fears. Because isn't it our fears that drive us away from the Lord, not towards the Lord? So David's saying, he delivered me from my fears, therefore he drew me closer. What does James say in 4:7 and 8? draw near to God and he will draw near to you. But you have to submit in order for that to happen, which means you have to be humble. So where scripture just kind of all goes together. It's contextually, it's one big piece, one big thing that God's saying. And he says, all those who look at him are radiant and their faces shall never be ashamed. Paul said later, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. And it's a poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. And the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. And then listen to what it says, because this is pertaining to Thanksgiving. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have, they're lacking nothing. Young lions suffer and want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack nothing, not a good thing. And then he says this, come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you to fear the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good and seek peace and pursue it. How many of us tomorrow need to hear that? Need to hear that we need to listen and walk in the fear of the Lord. That's the knowledge of the Lord. That's the wisdom of the Lord. And that's the confidence of the Lord in the things of the Lord and not in the things of your own flesh. How many of us need to hear that because we desire on this day when we gather with family to have a tongue of evil, to speak deceit, to not have peace, to not do good because we're so frustrated with our relatives. We're so frustrated with our relatives that we camp out in a corner and we go, did you hear what Aunt Helen did? Did you hear what Uncle Tom did? I can't believe they're here. I can't believe they showed up. Or I can't believe they wouldn't come. That's not what the Lord desires here. The Lord desires that we would shelve that tongue of evil and deceit, that we would seek peace. And when we seek peace, that we would pursue it. And why would we pursue it? Because taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, magnify and exalt his name. And it says the eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous, his ears towards their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles. If you're sitting at the table and you're starting to get frustrated with all your relatives around, cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord because he hears you and he will deliver you. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. There's some people, some of you right now, Thanksgiving tomorrow will be very difficult. You're crushed and you're brokenhearted. I received an email from a dear friend who said, this is the first year that my mom won't be in the kitchen cooking at Thanksgiving. This will be the first year that she won't be alongside as we do the Thanksgiving feast and festive. I'm going to have the rest of the family here, but there'll be a big hole there. And in some way, shape, or form, this person will have a crushed spirit and brokenhearted as she thinks, oh my gosh, where's mom? And yet it says here that when she cries for help, that the Lord will hear her. And many are afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, and yet not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. And tomorrow, when you take refuge in the Lord, when you make Thanksgiving about the grace and mercy and goodness of the Lord, there is not one thing that can happen that can condemn you. Though there will be things that will come and try to condemn you throughout the day. There will be relatives and relational situations. Maybe something will be overcooked or undercooked. There will be moments where condemnation will want to creep in. But guess what? It's not your job to have the greatest Thanksgiving feast. It's not your job to make everything perfect. It's not your job to make the house as clean as it can be. You know what your job is? To give thanks. And then to sit with those who are giving thanks and in the overflow, enjoy the Lord. And as you have that meal, as you taste it, you taste and you see that the Lord is good because he created turkey and he created stuffing and yams and pumpkin pie and he created all those things. Not that we would worship them and not that we would make the day about turkey, but that we would make the day about him and in the overflow enjoy turkey.
Isn't that a real interesting word, taste and see that the Lord is good?
Yeah.
Taste and see.
Well,
you wouldn't think about that as far as the Lord, but when you use your mouth and you sample, and so many things were discussed over the breaking of bread at the dining room table. And
well, meals. How many of us, too, we taste something and we've seen it. You close your eyes and you just go, so good.
taste, the first 10 minutes of our program I was doing that.
I mean, because taste is such a powerful thing. It's such a powerful, you know, it's as powerful as when we see things, too. You know, we could see something and not have any context and just be brought to tears. A baby or a younger, I mean, who knows what, but we could be brought to tears through that and not have any context for what actually is happening in the situation, but just how visually, and taste is the same way. I love that it says taste and see that the Lord is good. So as you're tasting, you're actually seeing something in your mind's eye that is entirely different. And so, you know, I just think about when I taste something that's really good, like, well, unlike you, tomorrow when I get that big, get that nice, really juicy piece of white turkey that has the gravy over it, as I take that taste and I close my eyes and I go,
and you chew.
Good. I mean, you won't have that particular experience unless some listener is nice enough to bring you him a plate of food.
You know what? That taste and see that the Lord is good on our historic, at the time it was called the Good News Radio Cookbook, that was within our first or second year of being on the air. So back in like 1996 or 97, that was the verse that we used, taste and see that the Lord is good, and had a little story with how the radio ministry got birthed. But powerful message and powerful time of year. And with the Advent on Sunday, I'm thinking the Singing Men of GNN are presenting in Rantoul. So I'm going to maybe call it or introduce it as our Advent concert.
There you go. Know,
helping usher people into the season when we can not only continue to give thanks for the Lord, but then anticipate his arrival or the celebratory time around Christmas when we can just point everything towards him.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, let's think about it in this way. You know, because a lot of people would say, well, there's certain times of year I feel a certain way. And liturgically, there are these cycles, there are these movements that are happening even beyond us. They're happening through the heavenlies. And one of them is Advent, and then we have Epiphany, and we have these different kind of... But Advent is this time when expectation builds. Listen to me now. Isn't it always... What does sin do? Sin tries to take something that is ultimately very good and corrupt it and use it for something else. So when you are starting to feel like, oh my gosh, what am I going to buy this person? What am I going to do? How am I going to... When are we going to have these people over? And what are we going to do? And pertaining to the Christmas season. And note that that really starts to amp and ramp up for you right about Thanksgiving time, doesn't it? Right when Advent begins, when the sense of overwhelming and welling up spiritual expectation begins, doesn't the world come in and try and corrupt that and use that sense of expectation that you should be having towards Christ, towards everything else, like presents and your house, is your house clean enough, and are you going to have the right Christmas parties, and are you going to do all these things? So it was very powerful for me a number of years ago to realize that I was being corrupted in a way that I could not allow, and so that I needed to take a stand for Jesus and say, you know what, this is not about, and this was when, you know, we've talked about this a number of times before, this is when our family really took an intentional turn to say, we're just going to do a want, a read, and a need. You get three presents in our house, that's what, and you get stocking, we love the stockings, but you get three presents, and that's it. I mean, Christmas is not overflowing. Now, your birthday is a different story. We love to just be lavish on birthdays, because that's when God says, oh, you know, the plans I have to prosper you in these things and grow you and do that. Birthday is a celebration of God's creation of you. And we love Easter because Easter is resurrection. We love Easter more than we love Christmas in terms of celebrating. But we want to make sure that we're not corrupted and co-opted by our expectation is not robbed from us and taken and going like, well, do we have the right gift and do we have the right present?
Yeah, that whole commercialization of
Christmas. Oh, sure. And isn't that what sin did? Sin took the natural expectation that this season has and used it towards the idolatry of money and gifts and all these things. And if you don't receive our church newsletter, boy, friend me on Facebook. Send a little email to communityfreechurch@gmail.com, communityfreechurch@gmail.com, because Ella Schaefer this past Sunday, she gave a great testimony that I really felt like even in my own heart and my own soul kind of moved me towards saying, you know what, yes, it's not about all that other stuff. It's about Jesus.
And through the mouth of the babe.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she's like 10 years old. And, I mean, she had me in tears. And the rest of the day, I was just, I think I even threw a Facebook blurb out about it because I thought, this girl has taught me something. And it's funny because her dad in the morning had kind of come and said, you should see how what God's teaching her. And it's now what God's teaching me and teaching a number of people who sat in that morning in church and heard her testimony.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that squares really well with what I hope gets accomplished this Sunday night as the Singing Men of GNN present a Christmas concert to the glory of God. And so it's going to be our Advent concert now, I think, as I ponder some of the things you just said. And we're going to enter into a time of sharing some of our old favorites, so the ones we can give thanks to God for. And yet then I think at about a third of the way into our concert, we'll transition into all Christmas selections with some special guests. So that's happening this Sunday night at 7 p.m. at the Rantoul High School. It's located at 200 South Sheldon Street, I think right off of 136 and then Sheldon Street. It's the Rantoul High School, and we'll be meeting at 7 p.m. It's a free concert. The Singing Men of GNN will be dressed in their tuxedos, and we had a great rehearsal on Monday night, and we're all supercharged to help you experience the Advent season or begin that Advent season starting on Sunday. So join with us as we focus on the reason for the season, the reason to give thanks to Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this free concert's at 7 p.m. at the Rantoul High School. So excited about that. We have a lot of Singing Men presentations coming up throughout the month of December. And then our big mall gathering on the 20th. That's always a fun one where there's, I don't know, 500, 700, 1,000 people in that food court at Marketplace Mall at noon on the 20th of December. So be listening for various details of our upcoming concerts. And then also you can check out our website, greatnewsradio.org. We have an events calendar page, and you can learn how we as a radio ministry want to help you focus on the reason for the season, that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and our variety of Christmas music will begin this Friday. So we're excited about that transition into all those fun radio announcements about the Christmas story and some of the unique readings of Scripture, along with the teachings from the various hosts on, like you were saying, you got to know the Luke chapter 1 and 2 story of Jesus and all the other wonderful things that'll help us get grounded for the season. So keep tuning in. Keep allowing this radio ministry to be used of God to help you focus on the Advent season and certainly be given thanks for the various things that He would love to do through your family as you gather tomorrow.
Yeah, have a great Thanksgiving. And from each one of us at Great News Radio, we just want to wish you and yours just a wonderful day. Sit back, just breathe deeply. And just enjoy, taste, and see that the Lord is good.
Amen and amen.
You thought I was going to mention the meal again, didn't you, Turkey?
I was already tasting it.
You thought I was going to talk about potatoes, didn't you?
That slathering of butter in that.
I wouldn't mention gravy, homemade gravy.
So thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.